Moving Iron Podcast is proud to be part of the Global Ag Network. The network is live, so check out globalagnetwork.com for more details and updates. Now on to the show.
Moving Iron, 21st century. Hardworking people working hard for you and me. Moving Iron, time and time again.
Hello and welcome to Moving Iron Tax Moves with Glenn Birnbaum. Glenn, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, good, Casey. It's been a little while.
I mean, the old tax code out there has been simmering down. There's not as much craziness going on out there.
Not as much happening, or maybe I did want to bore all the listeners.
So we were talking to get started here with, and you had talked about there's going to be some changes in the tax form from what we've seen traditionally here, and then all of a sudden there's a new one. They're doing away with the postcard that was just wicked efficient to start with. You know, now we're gonna move to an actual tax form. So, Glenn, talk about the changes you have going on there in the old tax form, bud.
So yeah, we'll have some visuals here today for the viewers. So, 2018, we had this interesting thing where it was basically a half page. You know, so there's a lot of wasted space here. You see,
all right,
nothing happening. So, and there was actually no numbers on this first page. Kind of interesting. So it was kind of a struggle to explain to clients what was going on. We had several clients say, you know, you didn't send us the form, or because if you go to page two, then this is where all the numbers were, but again, not using half the page. So this was the postcard, basically 5.5 by 11 was kind of the deal there. So that was 2018. It was a brand new form. You know, in all prior years that I know of, it was a full page. So 2019 draft form came out a few weeks ago, and I guess they didn't want to go to a full page. They basically added about two-thirds of a page. So instead of a half page, you see two-thirds of a page. So they added about 2 inches.
Less room for notes.
So, but you'll see there's actually numbers on here, and there's actually the bottom line on page one is actually taxable income, which is kind of nice. So we kind of like this, you know, tax practitioners, because it's a little more easy to understand. Things are a little wider even, you know. So, and then they did add a couple lines. They actually added a separate line for capital gain or loss, whereas before that was all buried on these schedules. So you might remember this. They basically really simplified the return to get to the postcard, but then added 6 numbered schedules that kind of weren't there before. And those are all on a half page. So they took the capital gain or loss off like this schedule one, and they put it back on page one. So, you know, it doesn't change any of the calculations, but it's a more traditional return. So on the back, you have the signature, you know, as the final kind of line on the return. So kind of a more traditional return. Now these are draft forms. They're taking comments. But I would expect this to be probably pretty close to what the final version will be. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the other interesting thing. There's a new form, Casey. It's called the 1040 SR.
Look out. New form.
What does SR stand for?
Super rough. That's what it's like doing taxes.
Yeah. Senior.
Oh.
If you're over 65, so what they basically did is they basically just took this two-thirds of a page and kind of expanded it so it's like a whole page. And so it was like a little easier to read. And this was one of the mandates that came out of tax reform was they were supposed to kind of make it easier on the seniors. So if you're not age 65, you can't use this 1040 SR form. So,
so what's the difference there? So it's just that's a more trimmed down version of what you got.
Bigger, like a larger, you know, it's the Reader's Digest large print version or something.
Oh, okay, it's like the jitterbug of tax returns.
It has a little more explanation. Actually, there's a couple more tables and things. So anyway, that's our government at work. But yeah, the 5.5 by 8 postcard has kind of gone away, right?
And back to 11.5 by 8.5 now.
8.5 by 8.5, whatever. So, you know, for us, you know, we enter everything into the software. You know, we don't, you know, what the output is. We're not really, you know, obviously we're focused on the end result. How it actually prints out is we're not really that concerned, but it was, again, as I said earlier, it was a little more difficult to explain, you know, to our clients. you know, there were tax returns, because a lot of things were buried on other pages. And, okay, we got to go back to this schedule. That's where this is at. It just wasn't intuitive. So
right. Taxes in general, Glenn. Yeah. It's just not intuitive.
There were situations, let me just check here, where you were just supposed to, like, shove, and I use that term kind of loosely, but you were just supposed to shove, like, amounts that didn't fit on the return. They didn't have their separate line. Just, like, put them into like, a subtotal. So the actual tax return would not even actually add up or foot if you looked at the line, because they didn't have the right amount of lines. They just said, well, just do a subschedule and just put this amount in there. So, I mean, it was just, they just tried to, you know, squeeze it or put a round peg in a square hole or something. So overall, we're pretty pleased with this new format, and we think it'll be a little easier for, you know, taxpayers to understand how their, you know, tax picture all fits together.
That's so. Well, hey, you know, as long as it's easier and guys like you can understand it, that makes it great. But it's still taxes, bro, it's over my head. I can tell you that. That's why I hire someone to do my taxes.
Good play.
So. All right, so that's good. Sounds like we're going to start utilizing the whole piece of paper now, so just half of it, and we're going to have less. But the bad thing about it is, Glenn, you got less space for notes at the bottom, so you're going to have you got to figure that out. Yeah. But good thing, though, we're going to be a little more intuitive, a little easier to use. Mm-hmm. You had a tweet out, I can't remember when you put it out, a day or two ago, about the number of regs that were out there actually being reviewed, and it's down to two now instead of a laundry list. Now, talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, this was a new thing that the Office of Management and Budget, OIRA it's called, they were kind of charged with, hey, why don't you review these proposed regulations that Department of Treasury, IRS, is writing, just to kind of make sure there's no significant, you know, economic impacts or what have you. And so it put in an extra layer of review into the process, which then delayed, you know, the release of proposed regulations. So I think at one time, I know at one time there were 13 that were actually under review, and now there's only two. So certainly good news. There's still a number of regulations that have kind of been proposed. There's been a public hearing, but then we're still waiting on final regulations. So they really fast-tracked the 199A, the regular 199A, not the grain glitch stuff. But, you know, that proposed regulations were in August. The hearing was in October, and then final regulations were released in January. So that was very, very quick. Other ones on, like, bonus depreciation have not been finalized. The interest regulations have not been finalized. So there's a number of ones. They've released some of the international rules here in the last, I guess, few months. So, but, yeah, there's still a number of final regulations that they need to release. And then we should be coming up on the end of the comment period for the grain glitch fixed regs. That last I looked, I think I looked a couple days ago, no one had put in any comments in yet. But and there's not a public hearing, at least at this point, scheduled. So still a number of uncertainties, in particular with some of our larger clients regarding interest expense, and in particular our manufacturing clients. And, you know, we're coming up on, if we've extended those returns, which we generally have, if, you know, we weren't sure of the rules, the deadline for an extended partnership or S-corporation return is September 15th. So, you know, we're getting there. We're getting closer. So, you know, we've maybe pushed those off and said, hey, we're going to wait until we know more information. But if we don't get that information, we're going to have to make a decision, go ahead and file, and then be prepared to amend it, right, if guidance comes out later. So
what's your over-under, Glenn? Is the China trade war going to get fixed first, or the 199 grain glitch going to get fixed first?
Probably, unfortunately, the grain glitch, So,
I don't know. They've been going on about the same amount of time, so
that is true, yeah.
So I just didn't know who was going to win that race.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're, you know, it'll start heating up here in the next few weeks, where we've got to start paying attention to our, you know, September 15th is kind of the entity deadline to get K-1s out, and then you've got October 15th is the personal tax return deadline. That still seems a ways away, doesn't it, Casey? October 15th,
that's not that far.
That's a long time.
But yeah, no, I mean, in tax terms, that's not that far. In normal people terms, it's a ways. So.
Yeah.
But that's, hey, man. There's what's the weather out like there right now? I know you guys have gotten hammered with wetness and cool. Rain and everything else.
It's cooled back off. You know, about a week ago it was real hot. You know, now it's cooled back off. I just looked maybe yesterday. There was kind of a drought monitor that came out. And actually, there's a circle that pretty much is around Logan County, which is where our family farms, kind of pretty much in the center of the state. And there was a bit of a dry patch in there in the middle of May that they didn't get some of those rains. And now it's kind of a light yellow, so, you know, maybe a bit of a slight drought situation.
Right.
Not bad yet, but with the cool weather will help.
So if you folks that don't know, Glenn is in Peoria, Illinois, and that's where his office is at, and the same with the farm is just not too far from there. But so what's the crop look like?
You know, it'll sometimes roll up some of this later planted corn. We've got some corn in May 16, 17, 18, you know, that had tasseled and has tasseled, and some of the early June corn, you know, it's just starting to tassel. So, but overall, we feel pretty good about the situation. Definitely a few wet pockets and things, but we didn't get drowned out too much. But, you know, it's just going to remain to be seen. Obviously, the beans are... Most of all of our beans are planted like June 4th to 10th kind of range, and they're pretty small, pretty short. So
that's kind of what I've been hearing across the landscape when it comes to soybeans. Yeah. There's not a lot of seems like there's not a lot of optimism there with the old soybean crop this year. But who knows?
Speaking of Peoria, so Casey's coming to Peoria next week. We're gonna get to visit face to face for the first time.
I'm super jacked. This is gonna be cool. So, I get to meet a guy that I know. There we go.
Give it a full tour. You know, the MFP2 payments, you know, those numbers just came out yesterday. Just as a reminder from a tax perspective, you know, those are, you know, if you receive those payments, you've got to show them as income. You can't, we've talked about this before, you know, you can't elect to defer those like a year, like say you can with crop insurance in certain circumstances, you know.
Right.
We've talked about that on previous podcasts. So you just have to be aware what the first payment is supposed to come middle August. Is that right, Casey?
Right. Yep.
And then, you know, there could be another round in November. And then I think they said the last round would be in January, which we would prefer that because if you remember last year, first round was what? Depending on when you filed, obviously, late October, early November. Mm-hmm. And then the last round was like last week of December, and it potentially messed up a few. Tax plan, you know, we planned on, hey, here's where we want to be, and then you know, you get a direct deposit come in on December 30th, and all of a sudden. So this one, I think, said November, and then not till January. So that should hopefully be a little more, you know, certainty on what our income is. So I hope maybe they took some advice from some tax people that said, hey, don't send out a payment December 30th.
So. Right. Well, I think. And it's all dependent on, too, what happens with China. So if they can't got a deal by tomorrow in the Shanghai deal they're talking about, it could all be done. They get the first. I think the first one was guaranteed, but the second and third one were up in the air, depending on
what happens. Yeah, I think you're correct.
But there again, that's about as clear as mud, too. So it's always love dealing with the government, man. They make everything so easy and seamless. You know, it works so well all the time.
Indeed.
Well-oiled machine over there, right? Now I'm going to be in Peoria on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and hopefully Glenn and I can do one of these live sitting in his office there, and looking forward to actually meeting you. I mean, we've met a million times here, talked a thousand times on the podcast here, but I've never actually physically met you, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yep, sounds good.
Okay, buddy. Well, if there's some folks want to reach out to you and ask you some tax questions, Glenn, how's the best way to do that?
Yeah, it's best just to call our office here at Highland Banner. It's phone number 309-694-4251. Or you can always look me up on Twitter. At Glenn Birnbaum is my handle.
Right on, man. Good stuff out there, folks. Make sure you go follow Glenn. He's got lots of good tax advice and a lot of different things he throws out there, and there's always other accounts to jump in on there, too. So it's a good source of information. But as always, make sure you check with your tax professional before taking any, because this right here is just commentary, my friends. So you want some, not that Glenn doesn't know what he's talking about, because the guy's a genius, smartest tax guy in America right there. But make sure you trust but verify. That's exactly right, Glenn. So Glenn, take care of yourself until next week. Have a good one.
All right, Casey, thanks.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Moving Iron Podcast, now part of the Global Ag Network. If you'd like to continue any of these conversations, you can hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Moving Iron LLC. You can also send me an email at Moving Iron Podcast at MovingIronPodcast.com. You can also visit the Moving Iron Podcast YouTube channel and watch Market Roundup with Chip Mellinger, Sean Hackett, and Angie Setzer. Also, Tax News with Glenn Birnbaum. Please visit MovingIronLLC.com. Here you can find information, details, and updates for the 2019 Moving Iron Summit in Nashville, Tennessee. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can leave a review and subscribe at iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, and GlobalAgNetwork.com. So until next time, let's go move some iron. This is Casey Seymour. Out.
Moving iron in the 21st century. Hardworking people working hard for you and me. Moving iron time and time again. Through the years you'll find the sea.